All right, we are back. Drive Radio, KLZ 560. And normally I do these on Mondays, but I've got a few cars to get done with the Memorial Day that we had off. It sort of threw things off timing-wise. So I've got a vehicle to review, which some of you actually got a text message this morning on somebody that bought an EV. So not everybody out there is against EVs. Some people are now starting to realize that maybe there is a place for them. I drove one recently that is not your typical EV. And what I mean by that is this is a 2024 Mercedes-Benz EQS 450 4MATIC SUV. So yes, this is an all-wheel drive SUV, large version EV. I will tell you straight up, probably at this point, the nicest EV I think I've ever driven. As you guys all know, I own a couple different EVs, so I'm very familiar with how they work, how they handle the charging of and the mileage and how they all, you know, how they all operate and so on. This particular unit, the first thing I was impressed with when I got in, had over 300 miles of range. It was about 340 when I climbed in it, and it does exactly what it says in that regard. So the mileage was very true, had no issues as far as any of that goes. Now, probably the only downside to this car, because it was one of the most, if not the most luxurious, EVs I've ever driven, and yes, that comes with a price tag of $121,765 on this particular vehicle. So yes, a very expensive SUV EV. But for those of you in that world where you're looking for the luxury side of things, you maybe don't need to worry about going cross-country because, no, they still don't have the infrastructure yet, in my opinion, to go cross-country. Although you start getting up into the 300-plus mile end of things, it makes a little easier when you're traveling cross-country. But if you just want a really nice SUV that would literally handle everything for the majority of individuals and gives you all of the luxury to boot and the power on this particular EV, exceptional as well. It actually has a performance rating of about 355 horsepower, but on an EV, it's hard to equate that into regular horsepower ratings, and Ken, you know exactly what I mean by that, because when it's an EV and it's electric, it's instant on, instant off.
Right, exactly.
It's not the same as a naturally aspirated engine, but right. This car has everything you can dream of. I mean, I'm not exaggerating when I say that, even to the point where it has like a pillow headrest, and literally has like a little air pillow for the headrest, which when you put your head back, you're like, am I sleeping in this thing or am I driving it?
I need a nap.
And I'm not exaggerating when I say that. Literally, it's that comfortable. And I will say this for Mercedes. We were having a conversation, the three of us were a moment ago, about other types of vehicles and brands and so on. And one thing I will say about Mercedes, and you guys do a great job, the comfort level, the quietness of the cabin, and just the overall ergonomics of where things are positioned, what you need to do with your hands and your fingers and your eyes and so on. Yeah, you Germans, I'll give it to you. You do a very good job on the ergonomics of vehicles as far as where everything is and how it's positioned and how the seat feels and just the whole nine yards. The only thing Mercedes, and this is not a jab by any means, but the only thing that I find different with you than everyone else is when I go to get in and adjust the seat, Mercedes, you put your adjustments for the seat on the door panel. Every other vehicle, for the most part, you get into, on the base of the seat itself. So I'm always going in trying to feel the base of the seat.
Can't find it.
And it's not there. It's on the door panel. It only takes me a couple of seconds to realize that. So it's not a knock against you at all, Mercedes, by any means. It's just
how they roll.
It's just how
it's
you
just
do
different.
It. Yes.
Yeah, just different.
Once you're used to it, it's fine.
Exactly.
It's not a big deal. It's right. Yeah. In fact, it's very convenient once you get used to it because you're not putting your hand down next to the seat.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Literally right there where you can do anything. But no, this is a very ergonomically friendly vehicle. It's got spacious interior, very luxurious, plenty of room in the cargo area. Again, this is if you're looking for a really, really nice SUV on the EV side, is this a fabulous vehicle? It absolutely is. I had no complaints whatsoever, and not that I always do, because you guys know me, I'm more of a car advocate than I am somebody that's going to ditch the car, because I really look at it more for the car, what it's built for, what it's going to be used for, and so on. And I do my best to look at it on that level, and I'm not much of a car critic. I'm more of the car's fan. But literally, this car, I honestly have nothing to criticize whatsoever. The only thing that maybe is, and this is to each its own, is on the critical side, I'm not sure I'm sold on the looks. And I'm just being very frank with Mercedes. I know you guys all listen to these. I'm not sure that I'm 100% sold on the looks. Now, once you get past the looks and you climb in it and you start driving it, all bets are off because it doesn't make any difference because you forget what it looks
you're
like.
In it, yeah.
Once you're in it, all of that goes away. But the looks-wise, it's sort of one of those vehicles that I think some people are going to love and some people may not. It's a very rounded look to it. I don't really know any other way to say it. It's just a very round look. It's almost like a ball, almost.
Typical Mercedes SUV.
Correct.
Right.
It's just got that roundness to it. There's not a lot of body lines or anything like that. It's just very rounded. Again, some will love that, some won't. But bottom line, if you're looking for a very capable SUV in the EV sides of things that, frankly, and yes, I will pick on Tesla here, you look at the interior of this versus the interior of a Tesla, there is zero comparison. None. Nada. They are in two different realms, one to the other, and technologically speaking, Mercedes, you did a great job on this car. So yeah, absolutely would I recommend this car if you're in the EV world looking for an upper end on the high performance SUV, EV sides of things. Would I recommend this car? Absolutely. Go check it out at your Mercedes dealer. Let them know that John and Richard Rush, both from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason, sent you. And this again is a 2024 EQS 450 4MATIC SUV.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.